Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week comes from the BSU football team, quarterback Lance Rongstead. Lance, congratulations.
Thank you.
The way that game was going, it appeared that you guys had the game won. On the field, on the sidelines, did it feel that way too?
Definitely. We were very confident, especially coming out after halftime. Our defense was playing extremely well. They should have had a shutout in the first half if it weren't for our fumble. And offense, we were confident. I mean, we stopped ourselves that entire first half. When we put together good, solid drives and we're doing fundamental things and no penalties and not hurting ourselves, we were moving the ball at will against them.
I was talking with Coach Tesh yesterday, and he says there was a point in the game we were trying to stop the clock, not in the normal sense of spiking the ball to save time, but you actually wanted to burn a little time, and he was yelling at you from the sidelines to hurry up and spike it. And I got to admit, that's not something that one would expect out of a guy who started two games in college. How relaxed are you?
I get more comfortable as the games go on. I mean, I could definitely feel, even watching the film, it's my feet, and I definitely settled in the more as the game went on. And when our offense is playing well and we're only hurting ourselves, it kind of gives me more confidence that I'm doing things right, O-line's doing things right, running backs are hitting the holes, and all that together really makes me feel a ton more comfortable than if we were all scrambling around, running around with our heads cut off.
First two plays of overtime, you ran down to the 5. When you know your first play gains 10 or 15 yards in overtime, how much more relaxed is the entire team, not just you?
Oh, definitely. I think there were a few moments in the game when Augie covered us up pretty well, or if I missed an open receiver in one of my first reads and went on to number 2 and number 3, and those were covered, and I took off and used my feet. I think that kind of helps everybody. It helps me feel more comfortable. Even though I missed a read that I should have saw, I still made a positive play on it. So it kind of settles me down, and I think it kind of keeps everybody confident and up, knowing that if something does break down, that's not the end of the world.
On the game-winning touchdown, I don't think Brent could have been any more wide open. And how many times do you see it? A guy's wide open and a quarterback throws it away where you got to stick it in a tight window and it's not a problem. Did you have a hard time not thinking about the throw?
All I was thinking was put it up there and let it come down as soft as it could. I saw it and I didn't want to overthrow him, so I just put it away up there so he'd have plenty of time to adjust to it, and thank God he caught it.
What was the trip like on the way home?
Oh, it was right away. It was pretty quiet for the most part. I mean, everybody was dead. I don't know if I've ever been a part of a game when an entire team has put everything they had into winning it, and I mean, we definitely did that, and guys were tired, and once we got water and rehydrated, it was a good ride home.
Last week's win doesn't mean a whole lot if you don't take care of business this weekend. Is it hard coming off of a game, an emotional game like that, and keeping your intensity from the get-go of the next game?
Oh, definitely. I think especially with Southwest being in between Duluth coming in 2 weeks, I know it's tough to not think about that. But, I mean, I think yesterday's practice went well. We had a good focus group. We practiced hard, and coaches have been definitely getting on us about popping pads and making this the hardest week of practice that we've had all year, and hopefully follow that next week with also the hardest week we had all year. And if we can keep doing that and just take week by week, I think we can definitely play with any team in our conference.
Going in knowing Duluth is next, like you said, it's human nature to look past them, but you also look at what Southwest did last week, and they put up 48 points. Just so happens they gave up 45. As an offense, are you licking your chops because of that?
Oh, definitely. I think this week provides a tremendous challenge for our defense to kind of control what they did last week, and I think it also gives the offense a good challenge of moving the ball. We saw Mary move the ball well on them last week. Also, if we can hold the ball and control the clock, that gives them less time on the field to put up points. And so if it kind of goes both sides of the field. We can take their explosive offense as a drive for our offense and our defense, which is encouraging and really makes us work hard this week.
There's a guy from your hometown that just so happens to be a defensive lineman for Southwest. Safe to assume there's going to be a little bit of stuff said between the two of you?
Oh, of course, of course. He already said that he was going to sack me, and I told him I'd give him a sack as long as I could throw for 3 touchdowns and run for one. So We've already been chit-chatting a little bit, and it'll be a good time. I'm excited about it.
How many guys do you play that you know somehow, not maybe that close, but that you do know?
Oh, there's everyone knows a few guys from each team, and everyone kind of has their own individual battles with those people that they know throughout the entire year. So it's kind of fun. You hear them talk about who we're playing and how they know them, and they did this and that with them. So it just adds a little bit more to the game than what's already on the line.
Have you ever played a rival from your high school days? You know, where, it was the next town over, and now you're both playing in college, or hasn't that happened yet?
I don't think it's happened yet. I know we played Stout in basketball last year where we played against one of the kids that I graduated with, but I don't think I've run into a hated rival yet. So hopefully one day I'll get the chance.
It's probably a good thing. You play basketball like you play football. You like running them over. But speaking of basketball, have you been in a gym at all? Or now that you're the starting quarterback, is that basketball taking a backseat until the season's over?
It's definitely taking a backseat, but I still like to just get in and shoot around because I enjoy to do it. It's kind of a release, almost something other than football. You just get your mind off for a little bit, but definitely right now my main focus is football, especially with the way our first two games went. I think we got a lot of potential that we can build on, and hopefully we reach our potential this year.
Good luck this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.